Hey there, it's De Niro Stocks from the Marketing Amateur, second podcast, which is pretty cool. So just a quick one. I wanted to discuss a little bit about CRMs, what your thoughts are with them and how they can be improved. And the second thing I wanted to talk to you about is the latest innovation from Google that they've unearthed called VPS, or Visual Positioning System, and how that will impact us as marketers. So the first thing I was thinking was about CRM systems. What are your thoughts and how can they be improved? And look, I've gone through quite a few CRM systems before. You know, I've been with HubSpot, Infusionsoft, Zoho, you know, Salesforce, tested Agile, Bitrix 24, all that sort of stuff. And one of the things I notice is, you know, a marketplace or similar feature where you have all these sorts of integrations. Now, my thoughts on a CRM have always been it should be a one-stop shop. You shouldn't need to have those sorts of integrations per se. Well, when I say by integrations, I say like you have your CRM which integrates with MailChimp, a separate software, or you have, you know, your CRM that integrates with Xero. Yeah. And I just think in my head that it should all be one place. You shouldn't have to go in and just click a few buttons just to have to get that to work. Now, as a note, that's where I see something like Bitrix 24 coming to play down the track. So I did a bit of testing with Bitrix 24 and it's pretty cool. Navigation's a bit clunky at the moment, but I think once they fix that up, it should be a massive change in time. I mean, it gets to a point with Bitrix 24 that you can actually clock in and out and the master admin can see that, and even schedule when you want reports handed in, which is pretty cool. I mean, you've already got your social media there, no marketplace, anything like that to sort out. So, I mean, to me, that's a big deal, and I think that's the future. So just give me your thoughts where you see CRMs going and where you'd like a CRM to improve. Yeah, so final thought I had today is about Google's latest innovation, and they've released something that I saw on my LinkedIn feed called VPS, or Visual Position System. And the way they've done it is it looks like the developers from Google have integrated a combination of Google Maps with your camera phone. And basically in the demo, they showed an actual visual representation of where you need to go. You know, as you go down the street, you'll see a whole bunch of Google business listings pop up, identifying each individual business that has been listed through Google. And they even show this really cool guide of like a fox. Maybe they're going to change it to a dog or something like that. People like dogs or cats, maybe. And they show this really cool fox. And the fox is just kind of going in that direction that Google Maps or Google VPS wants to show you. So my thoughts are, as a marketer, what do you think is going to happen then with this VPS system? Because to me, I'm thinking that's going to be a massive advertisement channel. Could it be that Google VPS replaces Google AdWords, or becomes another channel for Google AdWords where you'll see keywords being typed up maybe for your location, and it shows ads on display as you're going down the street? I'm not sure, but that would be an interesting perspective to see. And let me know your thoughts, because I think it's going to be really big game changer for us marketers going forward. Well, that's the end of this week's podcast. That was really quick. So tune in next time. We'll see how we go. I'll probably have one, you know, next Sunday or something like that. But keep an eye out for my next podcast. And let me know what your thoughts are on all this sort of stuff, you know, because I suppose we always need someone to generate some sort of ideas within our own industry. Because there are days when you're in the office, or days on the weekend where you're thinking, man, I really want to try and find a solution for this. And you say to yourself, only this podcast where I could just hear some ideas and generate my own, and then come up with something. And you know, that's what we want to do, not just in professional life, but life in general. We just want to learn from others and come up with some pretty cool ideas. So ciao for now, and you'll hear from me next time.